Now, the rest of the story. They were old adversaries. They'd not seen each other in years when they met by chance in an elevator. And Roger looked at Professor Stowe, and the professor looked at Roger, and their eyes widened. And for a breathless moment, the encounter seemed more nightmare than real. Now, the events which inspired these pulse-pounding emotions comprise the rest of the story. Roger Weertz, W-E-E-R-T-Z, was a gifted musician since childhood. His father was a Lutheran minister, and so it was hoped by his family, particularly by his mother, that Roger would become a minister of music in a Lutheran church. But following high school, the young man enrolled at Drake University, Des Moines, Iowa. He would seek a Bachelor of Music degree with intentions to become a minister of music. The first autumn, Roger was in a conservatory practice room when he decided to relax for a few minutes by improvising. Now, Roger had always played well by ear, and so to amuse himself momentarily, he began to play the popular song, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Uh-oh. Roger's freshman year piano instructor was a stern German professor named Paul Stowe, S-T-O-Y-E, and when Professor Stowe heard Roger playing that what he thought decadent popular music, he burst into the practice room. He said, I will never teach you again. And he promptly left. Well, the trouble had only begun. Professor Stowe subsequently approached the other piano teachers on the faculty, forbade any of them to instruct Roger. Professor Stowe's influence at the university was such that they obeyed, and thus blackballed in the school's music department, utterly despondent, Roger left college and enlisted in the Navy. And all because in the privacy of a practice room, he had played one popular tune, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. All the while he was serving his country, Roger Weertz was plotting revenge. One day, he promised himself, he would return to Drake University, he would get his degree in music, and he would prove to everyone that he was a better man than the arrogant, goateed Professor Stowe, and that is precisely what Roger did. Although Professor Stowe was no longer teaching at Drake when Roger returned, he settled the score anyway, receiving not just a bachelor's degree, but a master's degree in music. Years passed, one day in an elevator in the old Brown Hotel in Des Moines. For the first time since Roger's bitter departure from Drake, he encountered the nemesis of his youth, the now aged Professor Paul Stowe. And after those first uncomfortable seconds, the professor reached out, clasped Roger's hands. Almost in tears, the old gentleman confessed his remorse over his behavior years past, and he told Roger how very proud he was of his former pupil's success. Roger never did become a minister of music, you see, not church-wise. And yet among Roger's many musical triumphs, the most treasured of all was that he and Professor Stowe became and remained close friends from then on. For the stern old professor's rejection had actually stimulated Roger's ambition, had made him eager to demonstrate the legitimacy of popular music, which he, Roger, was to accomplish so superlatively in one-of-a-kind piano arrangements of songs like Ebb Tide and Autumn Leaves. For 3 decades now, you have been enchanted by the musical magic of Roger Weertz. Only you know him as the incomparable Roger Williams. And now you know the rest of the story.